Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says global order is witnessing transition and Indian Ocean nations must plan for stormy days. India expresses deep concern over civilian casualties in Lebanon, asserts for respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states. Maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains restricted despite two-week US-Iran ceasefire. India and United States agree to expand cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology ties. And India concludes its campaign at Asian Boxing Championships in Mongolia with impressive haul of 16 medals, clinching 5 gold. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the global order is undergoing a period of profound transition and Indian Ocean nations must plan for stormy days. Addressing the 9th Indian Ocean Conference in Mauritius, the minister said that the world may be more fragmented, but Indian Ocean nations must seek to be more cohesive. Dr. Jaishankar expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, calling for early return to normalcy.
The global order is undergoing a period of profound transition shaped by shifting power balances, ongoing conflicts, economic fragmentation, and growing contestation. In these turbulent times, the situation in West Asia obviously merits particular attention. All of us are deeply concerned about the conflict and would like to see an early return to normalcy. We firmly oppose the targeting of civilians, of infrastructure, and of commercial shipping.
Dr. Jaishankar also held a series of bilateral meetings with leaders of various countries on the sidelines of 9th Indian Ocean Conference in Port Louis, Mauritius. He called on Mauritius President Dharambir Gokul in a social media post. Dr. Jaishankar said their conversation reflected the warmth of friendship and the steadfast commitment to further advancing partnership between the two nations. Dr. Jaishankar also met the former Mauritius Prime Minister and leader of Militant Socialist Movement Party, Praveen Kumar Jugnauth. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel, despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
Maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains restricted despite a two-week ceasefire between Tehran and Washington that began on April 8, with shipping activity still far below normal levels. Our correspondent reports that industry estimates indicate traffic has dropped by nearly 95% compared to pre-crisis levels.
Despite the ceasefire, tankers from GCC countries are still facing major obstacles. Iran has introduced selective passage rules and transit charges that could reach up to $2 million per vessel. Some payments are reportedly being requested in Chinese yuan as Tehran seeks to bypass sanctions-linked banking restrictions. Ships must also seek advance permission, undergo political vetting, and follow designated routes monitored by Iranian authorities. This is Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance warned Tehran not to play the United States as he departed for Islamabad for negotiations aimed at ending the war with Iran. Addressing reporters before departure, he said that the U.S. is open to constructive engagement if Iran approaches the discussions in good faith. However, Mr. Vance cautioned that Washington would not respond favorably if Iran attempts to act in bad faith during the talks.
We're looking forward to the negotiation. I think it's going to be positive. We'll, of course, see. As the President of the United States said, if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive. So we're going to try to have a positive negotiation. The President has gave us some pretty clear guidelines.
Negotiations between Iran and the U.S. are set to take place in Pakistan tomorrow. It will be the first talks between both sides since the war began 6 weeks ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a ceasefire for Orthodox Easter, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressing Kyiv's willingness to abide it. Russian news agency reported that the ceasefire will remain in effect from tomorrow and Sunday. Meanwhile, Mr. Zelensky said that Ukraine had proposed a ceasefire during the Easter holidays and would act accordingly. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India and the US agreed to further their cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology engagements, including in AI and critical minerals. The issues figured during discussions between Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and US Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs Jacob S. Hellberg. India formally joined Pax Silica on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit in February, marking a significant step in technology cooperation between New Delhi and Washington. Min Aung Hlaing has been sworn in as the elected president of Myanmar today. He has led the country with strict military control since taking power from Aung San Suu Kyi's government in 2021. His presidency follows a general election that was widely criticized by United Nations experts and human rights groups, as many political parties, including Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, declined participation in the election. The criminal trial of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to resume on Sunday after weeks of suspension due to emergency judicial restrictions imposed during the conflict with Iran. An Israeli newspaper citing an official court notice stated that hearing will take place at the Jerusalem District Court and will involve testimony from a defense witness. His ongoing corruption trial, filed in 2019, involves three main cases, which include allegations of bribery, fraud and breach of trust. A total of 148 people have been killed and 216 others injured in Afghanistan over the past 2 weeks due to heavy rains, flash floods and landslides. Weather authorities have warned about more extreme conditions ahead, raising concerns that casualties and damage could increase in the coming days. India concluded its campaign at the 2026 Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today with an impressive haul of 16 medals, including 5 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze. In the men's 50-kilogram category, Vishwanath Suresh clinched the gold medal today. He defeated Japan's Daichi Iwai by dominant 5-0 margin in the final, securing country's first Asian title in men's boxing in 5 years. While Sachin Sivaj won a silver medal after a closely contested 2-3 loss to Orazbek Asilkulov of Kazakhstan in the men's 60-kilogram category final. Yesterday, Indian women boxers delivered a historic performance, winning a total of 10 medals, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze. India concluded the women's wrestling campaign at the Asian Championships in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, with a total of 5 medals, including 1 silver and 4 bronze. Meenakshi Goit won the silver medal in the women's 53-kilogram category after going down 0-10 to China's Zhang Jin in the final. In the 65-kilogram category, Monica secured bronze with a dominant 9-0 win over South Korea's Han Lee, while Harshita also claimed bronze in the 72-kilogram category after defeating Uzbekistan's Sevinshoy Pulvunova 5-0. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says global order is witnessing transition and Indian Ocean nations must plan for stormy days. India expresses deep concern over civilian casualties in Lebanon, asserts for respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states. Maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains restricted despite two-week US-Iran ceasefire. India and United States agree to expand cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology ties. And India concludes its campaign at Asian Boxing Championships in Mongolia with impressive haul of 16 medals, clinching 5 gold. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.